Blog Talk Radio. Sports Nation. Oh, that's right. We play We Salute You at the beginning because we here at the Fast Lane Sports Show, we salute all military, police, EMS, EMT. We salute you guys for doing what you do every day and putting your lives on the line. So we salute you guys. Welcome to the show at our all-new time. Same great show, same great lineup, same great hosts as well. Just trying a new time. So here we are on a Friday night. It's 8 o'clock, and we're going to try a little different plan. Little different than what we had scheduled. We were supposed to be at Lernerville Speedway tonight, but with Mother Nature being who she is, we are right here at the home studios tonight. So we'll do a show from here, from the warm and dry studios here in Stark County. Anyway, so coming up on this evening's show, we've got the World of Outlaw Sprint. We had the Bristol Showdown. They were at Jacksonville with some drama, and tonight they're at I-70 Motorsports Park. The World of Outlaw Late Models are kicking off their Hawkeye 100 tonight at Boone Speedway. We've got NASCAR. We've got NASCAR League updates and points. We've got the penalty box and so much more. All of that coming up. Keep it tuned right here for the next 2 hours only on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented tonight by Margazzano Designs. I'm your host, Pete. Thank God it's Friday! Busting it down, busting down the airwaves here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show tonight, presented by Margazzano Designs. Don't forget to go to Facebook, look up Margazzano Designs, give them a like tonight. Whether it's party planning, anniversary gifts, birthday party favors, funny gift ideas, all gifts, all things made at Margazzano Designs are custom made and handcrafted by Bree. Everything from t-shirts, window decals, mugs, and more. She's made stuff for us. We love it. She does a great job. So be sure to go on Facebook and like Margazzano Designs tonight and find out what she can do for you for your next party. Also, if you're planning on moving to or from Stark County, maybe you're tired of renting, want to finally purchase a home, I've got the realtor just for you. Look up Jamie Kelly with Keller Williams Legacy Group. Give her a call today. She will get you hooked up and get you in that dream home. Her number is 330-316-9626. Also, open the entire show is the Barbasol Shave phone lines. Each and every guest in 2021 will be joining the show on the Barbasol Shave phone line. Don't forget to look for the all-new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus Razor. It features an ultra trimmer 7th blade for refining and styling. Barbasol has also refined the close shave technology that includes clean rinse, ultra thin blades, and a pivoting head. And for that close, comfortable shave, be sure to use Barbasol Shave Cream as well. And you can find all of that at your local grocery store or drugstore. So be sure to look up that.
Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Okay, that's usually our prize sounder, but we're playing it tonight for a very special young man. Real quick, before we bring Christina on, I'm going to give a shout out to a young gentleman who is turning 11 years old today. His name is Jeremiah, and he is the son of one of our listeners. And I told him I would give him a special shout out tonight live on the show. We were supposed to do it from the racetrack, buddy. We were even going to do a live video. I was going to tell you happy birthday in a live video from the racetrack. But Mother Nature, she was not cooperating, so she rained us out. We are in our home studios tonight, so I'm going to give you a shout out. Happy birthday, Jeremiah, turning 11 years old today. Hope you had a great day. Hope you have a great weekend. And all of us here at the Fast Lane Sports Show, we just wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday. So make it a great one. Make it a great one.
Kick the dust up.
It's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac.
Let's kick up the dust a little bit ourselves and let's do a little talking dirty. And I am joined now by my awesome co-host, Miss Christina, down there in sunny, rainy South Florida. I understand that you guys are getting some rain down there as well. Of course, this is, what is it, between the end of April and the beginning of March is your guys' rain season down there? Or is that?
Well, it's the first, you know, it rains here a lot. The difference is it'll get hotter than hell, you know, afterwards, and it'll be like 110 degrees. That's the difference. So it doesn't even look like it rains. But no, it is raining right now. We're in a flood watch actually right now. So, nothing too serious. Yeah, it rains. I don't know. I think we have rain season for the next 7 months. If you want to get technical, because well, you know, June is hurricane season. So,
yeah, I don't want to hear that.
It's all right.
It'll be
sunny and 110 degrees when you're here. So don't worry.
I hope so. Hey, you know, as long as I don't see a hurricane or an alligator while I'm down there, I'll be fine. That'll be fine. I can deal with some of the bugs you guys have.
I can't promise that you wouldn't see either or there. Nope, can't be that promise. You may think you see an iguana that's the size of an alligator. I mean, that is 100% positive that will happen.
Well, that wouldn't be so bad. I'm not afraid of iguanas, but yeah, you can keep the alligators down there in the swamp. Well, you're under flood warnings and watches. We're under freeze warnings up here. So that doesn't
help. No, I don't want that.
Yeah, that doesn't help with the racetracks up in this area as well. Several of them canceling tonight. Several of them canceling already for tomorrow. The northeast part of Ohio, the northwest part of Pennsylvania. We got some weather come down from Canada, and it brought a lot of rain, and the temperatures dropped
stupid
fast.
Canada.
So,
stupid Canada.
Yeah, I told you,
I believe
they're only good
Canada.
For one thing. They're only good for one thing, and that's hockey. That's it.
Hockey.
They can keep their weather.
Hockey and maple syrup.
maple syrup, yeah.
Well, you guys got all the rain, and then, you know, where I'm usually from, where I am from, but, you know, they canceled too tonight, several tracks, due to what? Wind. And it was crazy. I saw pictures, I don't know how that happened, but half of Williams Grove's billboards and fencing disappeared.
Uh-oh.
So, Yeah, some crazy, crazy shit happened, you know, weather-wise today, kind of really weird, but, you know, before we get any further, though, happy birthday to Jeremiah there. Hopefully he had a good day. I know it's sucky. There's no racing, though.
Well, he probably doesn't care. I heard that he's not a big race fan. Which surprised me, considering who his dad is.
I know who his dad is, right?
Yeah, he starts with a J and ends with a McKinley.
That might end up. Okay. How is he not a race fan? Can he call in? I need to ask these questions.
I'll explain it to you here in a little bit. I'll explain it to you through text message.
No.
I'll explain more to you. But no, we do. We all wish Jeremiah a very happy birthday, and hope that he had a great day. Today's his actual birthday, and they got a big party planned for him tomorrow. Yeah. They got a big party planned for him tomorrow. Yeah, heck yeah. I think he's turned 11, so I'm gonna have to return the keg I bought. I don't think I can take that,
happy birthday. His dad would appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Happy birthday, Jeremiah, to you though. But yeah, we've got a lot. Let's start talking dirty because, we got a lot going on. We got some drama going on. We got some, we got some mushy stuff going on in the world of outlaws, and we'll go ahead and start with the.
I don't need you to explain. I was already told. I got a message. It's all right. We'll let it slide this time. Okay, let's slide. There's still time. Buy him a go kart.
just
saying.
You know, he probably doesn't like racing because Kyle Busch. He probably got that, you know, he sees Kyle Busch all the time everywhere. And he's like, oh, that guy, he's a crybaby. I don't want to watch that.
Maybe, man, I got nothing for that one.
Anywho, we're a little more riled up tonight because it's night. It's not first thing in the morning. I'm going to like doing Friday
shows. Not only that, just a shout out to a local establishment here. It's called the World Famous Egg Rolls. You've probably seen me post about these. You know, started as a food truck operation. Now he's got four big locations down here in South Florida. And that's where I went and got some food before the show. Egg rolls, like Philly cheesesteak egg rolls. You know, you name it. It's in a damn egg roll, folks. I'm not even kidding you, okay? He puts, and he's got this thing called a tropical tea. I get it all the time. I shouldn't because it's loaded with caffeine and sugar and a bunch of fruit like mangoes and, you know, pineapple, mango, and all this. Yeah, I have half of a gallon, guys. It's like not your average-sized drink. Pete, I'll send you a picture of it, and you can let everybody know literally how terribly big this thing is. So, yeah, I'm hyper. I'm normally hyper because I have coffee when we do the show normally. But, yeah, no. So
well,
I'm extra hyped up.
Don't send a picture. Send food. Send more food.
Just going to have to come down here.
I guess I might have to.
I wish.
Speaking of energy and being hyper, let's talk about the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars. And that series, because we got a lot going on in that series. It's getting pretty dicey, getting pretty shaky over there in the NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car series of the World of Outlaws. In fact, we've got one driver who's getting a little greedy, David Gravel. He's got, Christina, he's got three podiums now in the last three races, including two wins.
He swept it.
And he swept Bristol. Gravel he's second in points now. I'm going to nickname him. I'm going to call him. He's the new Mr. Where Did He Come From? Because, he won a few races.
Call him
that,
Young Money.
No. He's the new Mr. Where Did He Come From? He won a few races at the beginning of the year, like literally January, February. But now all of a sudden it's like we go to Bristol and here's David Gravel. He said, You can get a little bit of a lead, Brad Sweet, but I'm coming for you. What happened?
I don't know, but I mean he took the sweep. It man, Bristol was like his biatch. Okay,
yeah.
I mean literally, like he tamed the big beast. You know, how many swords did he get? I don't know. They gave him a sword for every win. I mean, he's got two of these now. What the hell is he going to do with two of them? So, whatever. He'll figure it out. I mean, $25,000 richer, I'm sure, you know, that helps. He is fast. Crazy enough, those sprint cars were going like at $150 around that track. This is fast. That's fast. That's downright fast laps there.
Crazy.
Bristol lived up, I think, to the sprint car side of things, the big block modified side of things, the late model side of things. I mean, you know, you name it. Those guys did. He's not the only driver to sweep Bristol. Did you know that? There's another driver that swept Bristol in a different series.
Who?
Stuart Friesen.
Oh.
I know. But, yeah. So yeah, he swept you know, but anyway, back to David Gravel. Yeah, David Gravel's doing, I don't know, things that I've seen David Gravel do for years, which is win. I mean, really doing some crazy stuff. But I mean, he just can't keep somebody else off the podium either.
I know. David Gravel's got three wins on the year, but That's not even the most wins of the year for the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprints, Christina. Casey Kane Racing, they've got a sweet spot over there at KKR. In the number 49 car, Mr. Brad Sweet, he's not done winning. In fact, he won last night at Jacksonville Speedway, not Jacksonville, Florida. This would be Jacksonville, Missouri, I believe, or Iowa.
Yeah,
somewhere over there. They're somewhere in the heartland.
Illinois.
But Illinois. Okay. Brad Sweet gets win number 6 last night, Christina, at Jacksonville. And I heard it wasn't an easy win. I heard it wasn't an easy win. I heard there might have been a little drama in that race last night. Did he maybe steal it from somebody?
Yeah. Well, he survived. Uh-oh. Let's be for real. He was a survivor. I mean, a survivor. So it's crazy. That was, I don't know. I don't know how that didn't, man. I don't know. Who do you want to punch in the face more? Like, in that scenario, if you're there. Oh, man. No, I'm just teasing. But, you know, as they're calling him Little Hod. You know, Sheldon was doing good, too. In that race for the most part, you know, he was doing pretty good, but then, you know, I don't know, man. You know, that's crazy though. The 17 cuts a tire while leading, you know, that's what happened to, unfortunately, that also happened to Shark Racing and Logan Schuchart in a race where he was leading as well. So it is what it is. And then Macedo and Larson had some tangling and fun. And then the man who likes to win it all, one last ditch, trying to come to the effort. It was literally by 0.190 seconds beating Donnie Schatz. I want to know how angry Donnie Schatz must have been to come up yet again.
Come
so
up short.
Yeah, so far
still,
away.
Still chasing. Win number 300 is Donnie Schatz.
I don't think he's
going to
ever get it.
Oh, he's going to get it. He's going to get it. Don't you worry about that. He's going
to. I'm trying to.
He's going to get it. Whether if he's got to wreck his grandmama to get that 300th win, he's going to. Trust me. He's just waiting for the right time.
Sweet to get it last night. Come on now.
You know.
Should have put the finger to him. Just saying.
An extra $4,000, he would have been richer. But Donnie Schatz, it's not for lack of effort. He's got two podiums in the last three races as well. He podiumed on Sunday at Bristol. David Gravel obviously beating out Donnie Schatz. And then obviously runner-up to Brad Sweet last night. But beating David Gravel down there at Jacksonville Speedway. So you can't say that he's not trying to get win 300. He's definitely trying. He's definitely getting the podiums. Just he hasn't gotten to the top of that podium yet. And it's kind of showing.
Maybe it'll
in the
be tonight.
It could be.
Maybe it'll be tonight. I don't know. We'll see how fast he is. Because folks, they're live right now, actually. So while we're on the air, they're racing live at I-70 Motorsports Park tonight and tomorrow night. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of where tonight goes. I don't know. Donnie Schatz needs to do something because he ain't even in the top 5 in points anymore. And neither
right.
is Sheldon. Not Sheldon. Neither is Logan Schuchart. I saw Sheldon and just said his name. So, I mean, there's craziness going on. You're falling out of touch and you don't want to. That's the problem.
Yeah, you brought up Logan Schuchart, and I've got some notes wrote down here because I want to talk about Shark Racing how they have slid the wrong way. And I've got a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
This is you feel bad for Logan Schuchart and you wonder what's going on over there at Shark Racing. In the month of April, he started off good. April 2nd, he finished P3 at Federated Auto Parts Raceway. The second night there, he finished fourth. So a couple top fives there. Then they went to Kokomo, and this is where the engine fell out of the car or something, because from Kokomo, he has finishes of P22, P19, P20, P19. Getting top 20 finishes at Bristol, Tri-State, at Kokomo. Now, he did get a top 10 last night, eighth place he finished, but those four races there in the middle of April, he's now sitting seventh in points, getting closer to that 10th place and almost out of touch of the leader. This is not good for Logan Schuchart or Shark Racing while they're trying to chase the championship and Brad Sweet, who's hot right now.
Yeah, it also didn't help leading a race and having a tire go down either,
right?
Which is exactly what happened to Sheldon last night. So it's just so much craziness, and this is why when you have one bad finish, it can really set you back in this particular series, because that's how close they are. That's how everything works with the, you know, the Outlaws. They are the top dogs. They are the top dogs for a reason. And you need to bring it all. You have to do it every week. They're every night. Okay. It's a night, not a week. It's every night thing. So, I mean, you got to turn it around and you got to shake it off, shake the tail feathers, shake out the rust, the dust, you know, get the bad juju out, put a new freaking rabbit's foot in there and go, because you're going to need to.
Yeah, he has to. That team needs to figure out what is going on. I want to say it's not the driver. I want to say, you know, like you said, though, they cut down a tire. They've had some bad luck, you know, so some stuff they can't control. But
he's got to get out of his head. I think it's like they're too far into, you know how Kyle Busch had those 2020 season. It was terrible for him. Like, he was in his head. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff going on there that just, it was a weird season, a bad factoring season for him. I think that's kind of what's going on with Logan and them right now. I know it's weird to compare NASCAR drivers to dirt late, you know, these sprint car drivers, but there's similarities in it too, because, you know, you can get yourself in a funk and it ruins everything. And let's be honest, that's happened.
Yeah.
Between, you know, everyone, it always happens. So he's just going to shake the dust off, get it going. Let's go. You know, time well tonight, get a good finish, and, you know, get back at it tomorrow night and do the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same with most athletes. You know, so you get in a rut, you get in a funk, and then it's a mental thing. You've got to get a win, or you've got to get a really good performance or a really good finish to kind of snap out of it and be like, oh, okay, there it is. You know, you found your groove and get back in it. And I think when Logan does find his groove, I think everybody better watch out, because that Shark Racing team, we saw last year how strong they could be. It's the same team, same driver, same equipment. Once Logan finds his groove and gets it back, it's going to be lights out. Everybody better watch out.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more. So let's see how this goes. We got two nights at I-70, and, you know, we got time trials and everything else happening pretty much as we speak. So we'll see how tonight goes for all these guys. I don't know. Maybe Donnie Schatz gets win 300 this weekend at I-70. If not, oh, who knows? We'll go to a place he's won at and knows very well here in the next week and see if he can win there. We'll see. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. It looks like, sorry, Christina, while you're talking there, I was looking at the World of Outlaws Twitter feed. I don't know if that's real or not, but it looks like Aaron Rutsell and Wayne Johnson getting into a fight there in the pits. Out there.
No.
There at,
no.
Okay. Well,
no,
there's
I
a,
don't know. No,
there's a video.
I'm agreeing with you. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, no.
There's a
video,
of a couple people fighting. They said it's Aaron Russell and Dwayne Johnson. So,
no, it happened. There's a legit fight. Ooh,
yeah.
They are fighting.
Yeah, throwing fists down there.
No, I think Dwayne Johnson gets the better of that one. Just saying. Dwayne Johnson threw a little more extra punches in there. That one goes to Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
So
getting
well,
back
I'm gonna retweet this from the from the Slicks and Sticks page. I'm gonna retweet it. That way, if you guys are on Twitter and you want to see what we're just talking about, there you go. Have fun.
Breaking news. But looking at the points, speaking of punches, looking at the points, we've got, obviously, we got Brad Sweet. He is leading the points right now with those six wins. 16 races, he's got 14 top tens, Christina. Amazing. He is driving the wheels off of that 49 KKR car this year. David Gravel in second. We just talked about him. Three podiums in three races with two wins. He's got three wins on the year. He is 66 back from Brad Sweet. Carson Macedo in third. He's got two wins on the year. Sheldon, we talked about him, had some bad luck last night. He's got two wins on the year as well. He sits fourth. And Mr. In this corner, Mr. Aaron Russell with one win on the year. He is fifth. He is fifth in the points right now. And he did not get a win in that one. So we cannot add that win to his points because we're getting verdicts that Wayne Johnson won that fight. So sitting in sixth, we've got Donnie Schott still looking for win number one of this year as well as win number 300. Logan Schuhart, Craig Kenzer, Brock Zierfrost, and Jason Sides, which is Logan Schuhart's Shark Racing teammate. That rounds out the top 10. Christina,
No. Jason's not Logan's teammate. Jacob is.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. I apologize. Yeah. But
you're,
that's your top 10.
You're adding an extra car to Shark Racing. I mean, it
sure.
happens, you know.
Why not? Jason's a good dude. Why not?
I'm disappointed that fight did not make their Facebook page. What the hell? Let's go. Come on, World Outlaw. Get your shit together.
They probably got other things that they're worried about. Yeah, speaking of grabbing the popcorn. Man, that looks
real.
Fun, too. That looks fun.
Yeah, and the turnaround. The turnaround for that, they posted about it, what it looked like, what it looks like now. The track is completely, these tracks are a lot different than what they used to be. We're seeing a lot more. I-70 Motorsports Park was run down, and it was overgrown. It looked like crap. It was abandoned for a while. And now if you look at it, it's this grand reopening. You know, how ironic is this? We're going to do a grand reopening and, there's a fight in the pits. Nothing says welcome back more than...
Fireworks in the pits.
Before folks even start racing on the same damn... on this track. This fight is a carryover from Jacksonville. It's not even a carryover from I-70. That's the craziest part. The track looks phenomenal now. They have the before and after picture on their Facebook page and their Twitter account as well. So, that's cool. I love seeing the rebirth of sprint car racetracks, well, racetracks in general. So that one's cool. That's cool. But we're going to another famed track here next weekend. So if Donnie Schatz does not win this weekend, I will almost guarantee that he wins next weekend.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Donnie Schatz is in the second group for hot laps and qualifying order tonight at I-70 Motorsports Park. So we'll see where he ends up. In that first group, we've got David Gravel and Kyle Larson with Logan Schuhart. In that first group there, second group, we got Donnie Schott, Brock Zierfrost. He's a PA guy, right? He's one of your PA posse guys.
Yes.
Aaron Russell is in that second group. We got points leader Brad Sweet in the third group with Parker Price Miller and a few other guys. The fourth group, we've got winner of the fight earlier in the pitch, Wayne Johnson, James McFadden, which is Brad Sweet's teammate. I do have that right, correct?
Yep.
The other KKR car there. So and Sheldon is in group four. So that's how some of the grouping is. You can see the grouping orders and everything on the World of Outlaws Twitter account. Look up worldofoutlaws.com. You can find information on there as well. Or you can subscribe to Dirt Vision and watch the racing live. So multiple ways of doing it. Or if you're in that area, go to the racetrack now. I'm sure they're still letting people in, but if you're going to watch the title bout, it's over already. So that was the warm up to the main event, which is throwing dust and dirt on the track. Moving on from throwing fists to throwing dirt, but we'll see who can get the win tonight. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Watch
for those two to be around each other on the track and see what happens. I mean,
they should have after that. You know, they should have reblocked the qualifying, or they should have put the 2C and the 83 in the same group, and you know, move some people around and put them in the qualifying. Let them get it out in qualifying.
No. I want to see a main event brawl like Joey Logano meets Matt Kenseth at Martinsville.
Oh boy,
that's what I'm waiting for.
Don't bring up Joey Logano yet. We'll have time to talk about him towards the end of the show.
He's a crybaby.
Oh boy, let's move on to some good dirt racing, Christina. And by good dirt racing, I mean, of course,
the best in the world.
Late models. Yes, the late models. they are kicking off a two-day show tonight. In fact, good weather in the Midwest. Good for them. I'm glad that they're getting the racing in out there in the Midwest tonight, because we've got great racing at I-70 Motorsports Park. And we're going to have some great racing tonight, as well as the World of Outlaw Morton Buildings late models kick off night number one at Boone Speedway for the Hawkeye 100. Christina, this is a big race.
It's big money.
Big
money. Let's go. $30,000 to win. I mean, if you thought that, I think that,
is that
fight
it?
We saw is the, yeah, is that it? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Just 30 grand. But I think the prelude to that fight was, you know, that fight was the prelude to some great racing. You know, World of Outlaw late models as well are on the track. The Lucas Oil guys are on the track as well. So, but, you know, honestly, we're already got, you know, we got fast laps already. We already have a quick time award winner for these late model guys. They ain't screwing around. It's Hawkeye 100 time. Let's go. We see Billy Moyer, good old Billy Moyer, set in quick time with the 14.577 second lap. You know, that's not bad. Boone Speedway, fast little track on the, you know, out there in the prairie. So, you know, why not? Let's go. Give it to the old man with his white beard. Let's go. I can say that, folks. He is older. It's okay. But, so, yeah, right now he is the fastest. He won quick time. So we're going to see soon. Where these folks line up or is where their heat races will be and everything else. And we'll see. He's on the pole, though, for the first feature with winning quick time. Because, you know, this is not set up like normal. So he'll be on the pole for the first feature of the night. It's an interesting setup because it's 100 laps and everything else. You know who was second quick? Good old Brandon Shepherd.
Hmm.
Never fail.
Is he the points leader?
Well, yeah. And, you know, a good old friend of mine, Bobby Pierce, is fourth fastest as well. And Kay Dillard was third fastest. So that's your the top four fast drivers from qualifying tonight. So we're going to have to see how this goes out. Kyle Strickler, the man who was leading, oof, not fast at all tonight. He needs to pick it up. Sorry, that was a little salt in the wound, but, man, come on. Come on, you want to win that title and be Rookie of the Year, you're going to have to do a little better than that. So they're going to have to fine-tooth, come tweak this sucker and get it ready to go because you're going to have beating and banging going on here, especially if you want to beat somebody like Bobby Pierce. Not easy.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I tell you to ask Esch, but they're not allowed to race together anymore. After the last fight we saw. So, that happens. So, yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a fun night of racing. So, man, I love late model racing. 100 laps for late models? Heck yeah. Bring me that 100 laps. Let's go.
It's gonna be crazy out there in Boone, Iowa. I forgot to mention this, Christina. The sprint, the NOS Energy sprint cars, they are at I-70. It's a two-night event out there as well. So they're there mm-hmm. tonight and tomorrow as well. So both Outlaw Series with a two-day weekend at the same track. So that's pretty cool. That's cool that they do that, that they spend a weekend at one track. They'll be doing it again next weekend. The NOS Energy Sprint Cars will be doing that next weekend as well. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, the Sprint Cars
closer
are...
closer to you.
Yeah, a little bit. The Sprint Cars, though, they are at I-70 tonight and tomorrow. But yeah, the late models, getting ready to get that race kicked off. It's night one of their two-night event, the Hawkeye 100. It's gonna be a good race. We'll have to see who picks up the win. Dennis Erb Jr. running, he's up there, qualified 11th, it looks like. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good race. I can't wait to.
You can watch it live, folks. Click on the little green button. Watch it live. Get your late model fix in. If you don't want to watch the World of Outlaw late models, you can also watch the Luke Soil late models. I mean, it happens everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Lots of racing tonight. You don't have an excuse for not having anything to do besides listening to us tonight, obviously. You have racing that you can be watching. You can either subscribe to Flow Racing or Dirt Vision and get as much dirt racing as you want going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you talk about the Lucas Oil, Christina. They're at Ponderosa Speedway for the 17th annual John Bradshaw Memorial tonight. They're in Junction City, Kentucky. Big 12,000 to win there.
Yep. Yeah, they're fast. They're fast too tonight. And what's crazy, so they're going to spend two nights in Kentucky as well, just the two different tracks. So there's a lot going on. I believe Owens was fastest for them in time trial. So let me pull Lucas Oil late model racing up, and we'll find out for sure. I might be wrong. I may not. We'll see. So they already got heat racing underway as well. So they're already, over the fact of they're not even just doing time trials or anything anymore. They're already there and gone and getting started. So I lied. Jonathan Davenport was actually one of the fastest cars on the track before we got heat races started. So let's run down some heat races. We already got some results in. It's going to be fun. A fun, fun time. We got heat race number one. The lineup. We'll go with the lineup, and then I'll give you the rundown. So the lineup for heat race one from Penske, sponsored by Penske Shocks, is Tim McCready on the pole. You got Jimmy Owens, O'Neill, English, Pearson, Bronson, Scott, Erb, Greer is how they started. But how they finished, how they finished was this, folks, with McCready, O'Neill, English, Pearson, Owens, Erb, Scott, Bronson, and Greer. So, Timmy McCready started, finished where he started O'Neill and English made up some ground. So did Pearson. And, you know, good old Jimmy Owens that fell to fifth, and that Heat Race, not a good start for him. So then we got Heat Race lineup number two, sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. You got Millar, Thornton, Overton, the other Millar. Yes, look, there's two Millars. Shirley, Dom, Bailey, and Ratcliffe ended. Whoa, don't change up on me now. Come on, Luke Slow. Yeah, Millar, Overton, Thornton, Shirley, Bailey, Dom, Ratcliffe, and the other Millar. So Mike Millar started on the pole and won. Then we have Heat Race number three, which is sponsored by Simpson Racing Products. And I could do this all day. There's Jonathan Davenport on the pole, Moran, Richards, James, Clanton, Chilton, Linville, and Webb. That's how they lined up. And we got the Heat Race finale. You know, Heat 3 just ended. This is what I like about Lucas Oil. They send everything out directly to the point. You can also watch live, folks. Jonathan Davenport won that Heat Race. We saw James finish second. Then it was Devin Moran, Clanton, Richards, and Linville, Chilton, and Webb is how they all rounded out. Mind you, that's a pretty stacked Heat Race there with Devin Moran, Jonathan Davenport, Josh Richards, who is, you know, racing for a lot here recently. So far, that's how they go. That's how those tumbling race cars go, and we'll see how the rest of the night goes for them. It was pretty sad. Some of the racing this week did get canceled. At the beginning, a couple races canceled due to weather. So they're finally back at it and getting to it. So that's all that matters. And I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping there'd be a late model race on Memorial Day, a little closer. I don't want to go to, you know, way out west to watch racing. I mean, I have a full-time job. It doesn't pay nearly, you know, enough, nearly enough for me to do that. So
I hear you.
Unfortunately, the World of Outlaws, yeah, they're off that weekend, and I know why, because they're all going to be with the Lucas Oil guys that weekend. But needless to say, no late model racing for me on Memorial Day weekend, but it's going to be a fun time watching these guys all throughout the evening. I love late models.
No, I don't believe it.
I guess... you know, I was asked one time, I don't know if it was just somebody didn't listen to the show, I don't know, but asked me why I like late models more than sprint cars. It's a family thing. I mean, my grandfather and his best friend used to race late models. There's my grandfather's best friend's son used to race. I don't think he does anymore. So I grew up in that race shop with all of them. That's how I learned to drive, too, folks. That might be explain a couple things when it comes to my driving. But, I mean, so, that's what I grew up with. The bigger tires, you know, obviously the bigger motor. Not a spectrum to power, but just the fact that it's bigger altogether. And everything like that. So that's why, if anybody's new to the show, because it's on a Friday and you're listening in and you're like, what the hell is she speaking of? She loves late model racing more than sprint cars. So that's why. It takes me back to some of my better childhood moments, some of the best moments I had growing up. Happened in a race shop or a racetrack, but I was always surrounded by late model drivers. And mind you, if they get pissed off, they don't miss when they throw a punch.
Right.
I mean, so I've seen some throwdowns. I've also seen people use their, you know, their late model as a weapon, too. So, it happens. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well.
I'll talk to if you guys really want to know of a track in PA that was very synonymous for me growing up that had late models all the time was Heston Speedway in Pennsylvania, which was close to where I grew up. So, yeah, that's a big shout-out to a very old track in my childhood. So, yeah, late model racing. Grew up with it. It's just a family thing. So,
Well, some updates since we're doing the show live while the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drinks sprint cars are on track. They are doing heat races right now. Guess who's the top of the leaderboard with the fastest lap so far, Christina?
God, I can only imagine. It's Brad Lee.
Mr. Donnie Schatz with a lap time of 13.419.
He did beat him.
Yeah, he Brad Sweet just ran his heat laps and couldn't catch Donnie Schatz. So Brad or Donnie Schatz so far on top of the leaderboard for fastest lap. So we've got Group Four getting ready to come out now. So we'll see if anybody in that group, which includes Sheldon Howden-Shield, we'll see if maybe he can put down a lap that can beat old Donnie Schatz.
Yeah, what's crazy is the first set of hot laps, which included David Gravel and Kyle Larson and Carson Macedo and Logan Schuchart, none of them touched anywhere close to the lap times that were thrown down in the second set or the third. Ooh, they were
right.
The slowest of the group so far, which is kind of typical sometimes. It happens if a track's not got prepped enough or, it's just they need to run it in more. The first set of hot laps, those guys were really slow compared to either one of these flights that have already gone out. So we just have to continue to see if they can tweak these cars a little bit and make them a little better. They're going to have to be a lot better to be in the top if you're Logan Schuchart and David Gravel and those guys from the first set. They're going to have to go out there and make some really big swings at this here. In fact,
yep. Logan was almost a whole second slower. So he definitely, they're still got to work on that car. There's something they got to find the speed in that car, but they have not found it yet. So we will be updating that throughout the night as long as we're on the air. We'll let everybody know what's going on with that. But so check out the late models. They are at Boone Speedway tonight and tomorrow for the Hawkeye 100. And looking at the late models, as far as points go, we talked about that. Brandon Shepherd is back on top of the leaderboard where he is most comfortable being. No surprise that he is leading the points for the World of Outlaws right now. No wins, though, Christina. I think that's what's most shocking so far about this year. It's still early. We've only ran 12 races for these guys, but 12 races in, and we still don't have a Brandon Shepherd win. So that is crazy to me. We've got Chris Madden in second. He's got a win. Kyle Strickler, the rookie, third. He's got two wins. Then you got Tyler Bruning. He's another rookie in fourth. And Ricky Weiss rounding out the top five there in the late model series. Ricky Weiss yet to get a win as well. But Brandon Shepherd, no wins. I don't know if it's surprising to you or not, Christina, but it is to me for me to be this far into the season and not have a Brandon Shepherd win.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think he's in the same boat as Donnie Schatz. I don't know. Maybe they're riding together or something. I don't know. They need to change it up and fix it up soon. It's really weird that neither one of these guys have gotten a win yet on the year. So we'll see. Maybe that changes tonight. He was fast. So we just got to see what happens and who will come out victorious. But the guy in third really needs to find where his luck went.
Speaking of
and
fast.
And find it fast.
Speaking of fast.
Oh, boy.
We got a new leader in the sprint cars. Giovanni Scalzi. I don't know if that's how you say his last name. But he just put down a lap of 13.25.
The later you go out, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, we got Giovanni there, and then we got Sheldon. He's second now. He put down a quicker quicker lap than Donnie Schatz as well, 13.3. So they're two top three right now. Donnie Schatz sitting third fastest right now.
And that's
that is all,
folks.
Yeah, that's all four groups right now. So we'll see how qualifying goes, and then we'll go from there.
We'll see.
Yep, we'll keep it updated. Let's go on to. I really don't want to talk about them because they did me dirty today, but let's.
Mother Nature did you dirty.
Well,
racing did not do you dirty. Mother Nature,
raining,
who's a royal biatch.
It quit raining by 3 o'clock. They could have got the Toyota Titan jet dryers out there, and they could have dried that mud out. We could have went. We weren't supposed to go racing until 7 o'clock anyway. the All-Star Circuit of Champions, they were supposed to run at Lernerville tonight, and we were headed that way with all of our equipment. We were almost there. I'm just kidding. We weren't. We were only about 15 minutes from home when I got the tweet from the All-Stars that said that due to the heavy downpours, and I'm going to be salty if I want to, Missy, so you just watch yourself. Sorry, I'm getting text messages while we're on the air.
From who?
From just some listeners saying I'm being salty because we couldn't go to the race today. but no, they were supposed to be at Lernerville, that race postponed. And Christina, the greatest thing about what was supposed to happen tonight at Lernerville is, they were calling it the Lernerville Grand because it was supposed to be the 1,000th sprint car feature at Lernerville. Lernerville is already historic enough. You're from that part of PA. I know I'm preaching to the choir. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. But Lernerville already has a ton of history behind it. It has seen a lot of big names, Christina, come through that racetrack and race at Lernerville, the same with Port Royal, Williams Grove, all those tracks over there. You know, they were big, big tracks on the old school World of Outlaws and the All-Stars circuits back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You know, names like Blaney, Tony Stewart, you know, Kyle Larson, these guys, they've ran at these racetracks. But tonight was going to be the 1,000th sprint car feature. And not only was the All-Stars going to be there, Christina, but the Allegheny 305s, they were going to be there tonight. And the Rush Sprints were going to be there as well. So fans were going to be in for a huge night of sprint car racing at Lernerville, and Mother Nature just had to ruin it for all of us. And, you know, but they postponed it, which is good. They're working with Lernerville. They're going to find some place on the schedule that they can get them back there and have this race, because the All-Stars weren't able to go to Lernerville last year either. When COVID hit and everything, the All-Stars had to really condense their schedule, not travel as much. And Lernerville was one of the tracks they didn't make it to last year, Christina. That was another big reason that this was going to be a big night, was to welcome the All-Stars back. And it just didn't work out, and it stinks. But we'll see when it gets made up, and Lernerville will be back to racing next Friday with their regular Fab Four program.
Yeah, it does suck because, I mean, these guys haven't had a lot of races thus far. The All-Stars have, you know, just got scheduled started. The season started, and Mother Nature's just a bitch. She does this every year. But, I mean, if you want to see racing tomorrow, though, Pete, you can go to Sharon if you want to go see some racing. Go to Sharon.
Yeah.
And watch the All-Stars there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Or you could go to Tri-City Raceway on the second. I mean, you can't unless you're going to, you know, be sick for work.
Yeah, I can't. I can't swing May 2nd.
Well,
I could.
Yeah, you could.
I don't even know where Franklin is. Where's Franklin, PA at? Is that over by where you grew up? Is that over close to you?
No.
Oh.
Not even anywhere close to me.
Oh.
AJ races there.
Oh, does he? Oh.
AJ's out. Yeah, that's out Lernerville way and stuff. That's nowhere near me.
Oh.
Nowhere near where I grew up. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you by saying that you were from around Tri-City Raceway.
Area.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Pittsburgh area.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're a Flyers fan.
Well, that doesn't even matter. They don't exist right now, okay? Let's be for real.
Oh, we haven't even talked about hockey yet this year on the show because we've had so much racing to talk about, which is good. That's what we like. We like talking about racing instead. So yeah, the All-Stars are off tonight, thanks to Mother Nature. But they will be back tomorrow, mm-hmm. hopefully, because, again, Christina, it's going to be cold again tomorrow. I don't think it's supposed to rain anywhere in this area, but I know it's going to be a little chilly again tomorrow. So we'll see.
Oh,
we'll
snap.
See if they race. But hopefully.
Okay. So, yeah, you don't even want to go to Tri-City. Okay, so Tri-City, because you asked, and I don't know. I do this weird shit all the time. All right. Now, it's not as – it's close to where I went to college, okay? So, I mean, I did go to college pretty far out on that side of the state. But it's near Oil City, PA, and you got to go past Clarion, which is close to where I went to college. I did not go to Clarion, though, folks. I did not go there. But, I mean, it's just – Erie is north of Tri-City, so that's about where you're at. It's up north, but closer to the, you know, your side of PA than where I grew up.
That's probably closer. That looks like it's closer to me than going to Lernerville, because Lernerville, when I go to Lernerville,
well,
I take 76, 80. Up towards Grove City, and then I come down past Grove City to get to Lernerville. So I would just go north
if
right
you go
there.
North,
yeah,
to
go to Grove City.
You're right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
We'll have to look into that.
There you go.
Sometime.
See?
When it's not going to rain.
You let me know.
When...
Well, you know, don't ever tell Mother Nature when you're going to the racetrack then. Or you could just go tomorrow night and go to Sharon.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that. We'll sneak up on Mother Nature and not tell her what we're doing. But yeah, mm-hmm. So with them not racing tonight, the points won't change since they ran last, which was a couple weekends ago. They did not race last weekend because the Outlaws and all the sprint guys were at Bristol. So looking at the All-Star Circuit of Champions points, we still have Justin Peck leading, Ian Madsen, Corey Eliason third. Tyler Courtney is in fourth. You'll hear Tyler Courtney's name a lot. Yeah, you'll hear his name a lot this year, Christina. He's running almost a full All-Star and Outlaw schedule. I mean, he was supposed to be at Lernerville tonight with the All-Stars, so obviously he's not racing.
Yeah.
At I-70 with the Outlaws, but he's been running back and forth. In fact, we saw
mm-hmm.
We saw him and Sheldon battling it out a few weeks ago at Kokomo, I believe it was. Those two were running up front for quite a bit of that race with the Outlaws. So Tyler Courtney getting a lot of seat time, and that's good for young Tyler Courtney. He's going to be contending for a championship. Brent Marks, fifth, rounding out top five there in the All-Star Circuit
of
Champions. Let's talk about Brent Marks. You want to?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
There's drama.
Oh, here we
drama
go.
Drama and Brent Marks.
We love drama on this show.
Oh, well. I mean, I live for it, especially when it's racing. I start rumors sometimes just to see you guys get your freaking panties in a twist and shit. Start crying the blues about certain drivers and, you know, them being better than yours. Okay. Well, for those folks that have lived under a rock for the last couple of days, Brent Marks and, you know, his fan, he's no longer with the team he's with. There is no more five car. There is no more Brent Marks in the five car. They parted ways. So I kind of expected this to happen. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not. But he's just, I'm going to say it. He's not that good, okay? He's from PA. I know. I've seen him race 100 million times, okay? But he's not that good, and CJB Motorsports needs winners, okay? He ain't a winner. So now he's back. They're trying to figure out what to do from here. So he's back in his own car. A lot of folks wondered, why the hell did he ever shelf the 19? Money, folks. This is real simple. It takes a lot of money to make those things go round and round on a racetrack. So, you know, he decided to come home. That's where he's at. He's been racing in PA. Now, mind you, I told you guys there was 3 nights of racing last weekend up in Pennsylvania. It all happened. And the Ray Tilly Classic, which was at Fields Grove Speedway on last Sunday, he actually pulled off a miracle and won. In his own car. So, was it all just him? Were there issues with the car? Was CJB not putting more into this car? I don't know. I'll let you guys figure that one out. I'll let you guys think that one for yourself. But, so, he raced all weekend in his own car. He wasn't that great at Port on Saturday. He finished 19th, which, you know, he used to be a lot better at Port. But he's just not... Sorry, just not that good. Oh, you know, that he's okay sprint car driver. So we will see what happens for his future. I don't know. Is he going to still run with the All-Stars full-time under his own car? Or is he going to keep running at home, for whatever he wants to do? He also has a young daughter. She's like a toddler and stuff. So, I mean, he's home. He gets to spend more time with his family. So that's kudos to him for that. So he'll have to see where his future lies. So, yeah, there's a bit of drama. We already got drivers being left to go and everything else happening. And it's the end of April, guys. This usually isn't when that happens. So that's crazy. So we're halfway through qualifying in the World of Outlaws, and guess who's up top of that leaderboard?
David Grapple.
Yeah,
I was just looking. Oh, a lot faster.
I mean, I think Gravel heard me, and so did Logan Schuchart. Logan Schuchart was a lot faster, too, in his qualifying run than he was in hot laps. So
also,
that's good for these guys.
Yeah, also pointing out, too, with this, whatever qualifying time is the fastest tonight will also be a new track record. Since they have reconfigured this track and came back.
Yeah.
Again, this is the first time this track has been open in over 30 years. Like Christina pointed out earlier, this track has been sitting vacant and overgrown and run down for over 30 years. Somebody came in, bought it, refurbished the whole place. It's a beautiful track now. And we've got some great racing going on so far, and David Gravel is laying down a fast time. He's got, eight hundredths of a second faster than Kyle Larson right now. David Gravel has put down a 13.018, and Kyle Larson has a 13.093. And then you got Carson Macedo in third at a 13.096. 0.3 of a second behind Kyle Larson. So great racing going on the later it gets out there at I-70 Motorsports Park. Also, yes, the other great thing about Lernerville that was supposed to be tonight was our good friend Debbie G. Photography. She was going to be there taking beautiful pictures like she always does of the sprint cars.
Oh, I love I love fellow photographers. Guys, I only did it for fun. Ask Pete. He saw me all the time off camera.
Yeah,
but it was
Debbie,
only fun. Mine are not professional.
She is a professional. Anybody, if you're listening, go check out Debbie G. Photography on Facebook. She, when it comes to racing pictures, she takes awesome pictures. They are awesome pictures that she takes over there. She was going to be there tonight as well. So, yes, shout out to
Debbie. Should sponsor a show one of these days.
She's too good of a friend. We couldn't take her money. She's just a good friend. But if she ever wants to pay for something. No, I'm just kidding.
No. She doesn't need to pay.
No, but seriously, yeah, Debbie was going to be there. She, if you ever want to catch her or check her out, like I said, Debbie G. Photography on Facebook. Make sure you like that. Check out her racing pictures if that's what you're into. And she goes to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. She goes to Jennerstown. She came up and took a bunch of pictures with me last year when the Outlaws came up here to Wayne County. She came up to that and got pictures up there as well. So she travels around to several different racetracks doing race pictures. So shout out to her. She was also going to be there tonight as well. So, Christina, what do you say we take a quick one-minute break, catch our breath, take a drink, and then when we come back, we will quickly break down NASCAR at Talladega. The big one happened.
Quickly?
Yeah, we'll try and make it quickly. We'll talk about Kansas. We'll break down where everybody stands in our leaderboard for our league that we're running. We'll see where everybody's at with that. And if anybody has any picks. If you're listening, guys, and you're in the league and you have a pick, if you want to text me your picks, I'll say them on the air or message me, however you want to do it.
Is Jeremy listening?
I believe he is. He was earlier because
then I'm not gonna make my pick on air.
Oh, okay. So we'll keep Christina's pick off the airwaves. But anybody else who's listening. If you want to get your pick in, text me while we're at break, and we'll announce that. Plus, we've also got the penalty box coming up as well. So stick around. Keep it tuned right here to the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Margazzano Designs, only on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick break.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
All right, welcome back to the Fast Lane Sports Show. My phone's blowing up. Everybody's a lot of people listening tonight. So awesome. Keep them coming. Thank you for tuning in tonight. New time. Get used to it. This is going to be each Friday through the month of May. We are going to be on air from 8 to 10 Friday nights. Trying a little something. We're gonna see how it does. We're gonna see how the show goes. Maybe we'll keep it that way. We'll see. I don't know. Also, I know a few weeks ago I made the announcement that we were gonna get the fans more involved by battling Christina on air, going head to head with her, answering trivia questions. Gonna be 5 trivia questions for the listener, 5 different trivia questions for Christina. We're gonna test your dirt racing knowledge. So what I need you guys to do, study the All-Stars, study the World of Outlaws, both late models, sprints, study the Lucas Oils, Lucas Oil guys, late models, study up on that stuff. Maybe study up on some local dirt tracks in Western PA, Northeastern Ohio. I'm just saying. That's your warning now, because a couple Fridays next month, we'll have somebody call in. Whoever calls in, we'll go head to head against Christina. And if you get more of your answers right than Christina can, then, you'll win a little Barbasol prize. We've got some prizes to give away. And then at the end of the year, we're going to have a big, big show. We'll have 10 questions each. 10 for Christina, 10 for a listener. As we go throughout the rest of this year, anybody who calls in will be thrown into the drawing. We'll pick a name. That person will have to call in and go against Christina for the ultimate prize. We've got big prizes for that one. So stay tuned for that. But start studying your dirt racing knowledge, because we're going to start doing some trivias from now on. Just watch when I post the link for that week's show. If you see in bold letters, if you see big letters that say this is the contest show, something like that, then know that when we go live on air, listen for the cue to call in, and then we'll take a listener and we'll go head to head. Does that sound good to you, Christina? I know you probably don't have to study much, because like you are the Google of dirt racing. So I'm sure this is going to be hard. This is going to be hard. You people better study. She's probably going to know the answer before I even get the question out. That's how smart she is. So I'm warning you guys, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. She's not going to let you guys win free merchandise just willy-nilly. You're going to have to work for it. You're probably going to have to get all 5 of your questions right. So I don't know. We'll see. But start studying up and then listen for the cue to call in. All right. So already getting positive feedback, Christina. People are loving Friday nights. I knew it. I knew people. See, some people just, they couldn't get up with us in the morning, Christina. They couldn't do it. So Friday nights already getting good reviews. And I just realized I didn't change the time in the description of the show that I'm staring at right now on our Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. I'm staring at the chat box, and
I blame the PR guy.
Yeah, what are those graphics people doing over? You know what? You're fired.
They're
all
sleeping.
All 3 of you. They're all fired. They're fired.
You
we
can't
need
fire
new
the
people.
Dog.
We shoot. Oh well. All right. Let's move on to NASCAR. Let's talk NASCAR, the big one. We had the big one.
Oh, yeah.
By the big one, I mean crybaby. I'm going to get lots of text messages now. I'm going to get lots of them. Let's talk about real quick, because he's my nominee.
I don't want to talk about him.
I do. I want to talk about
that was
this.
Your nominee. You know,
he's my nominee.
Nominee.
I don't care about what
Did
his
you
nominee
know that?
Is. Who?
Okay.
Is it Joey Logano too? Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to say it real quick. Joey, you knew what you were getting into when you signed up for NASCAR. It's been like this for 50 years. We've been wrecking. We've been flipping. We've been flying. Rusty Wallace tumbled. How many times? Tony Stewart got airborne. Your own teammate put somebody
Carl
under
Edwards.
The fence. Okay.
Yeah, Carl
Joey,
Edwards
you've,
was the guy he put in the fence.
Yeah. We've seen Austin Dillon get his car ripped off. Ryan Newman, Okay, it's been happening a lot. How much more, what more do you want NASCAR to do to these cars? Do you want them to be full, like Swiss cheese, just fully perforated, and then you're not going to go anywhere? You might as well just run around the track. You might as well just have a foot race. We'll have a 15-lap foot race, and whoever wins that is the winner, and then we all go home. I don't know what else he wants them to do. These cars are so safe. Like, did he get hurt other than his little feelings?
No.
But, I mean, he didn't win the race, so he wants NASCAR to quit running at Talladega. I don't know. I don't know what he wants. I told you, I'm getting hate text messages.
God.
I can't. My phone's going to blow up.
Who's hating you? Ooh.
No names. No names. We don't. No names on this show. No names.
Man.
Am I wrong, Christine? Okay. What does he want from NASCAR?
I think he went about it a little wrong with what he said. I mean, he hit his head on the roll bar, but he should be thankful there's the damn roll bar saying, considering his roof of his car hit the damn 23 car, and look, he's still here. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. I
get it. Okay, restricted plate racing is way crazy, and I don't know. Maybe we should take the restricted plate off. I don't know. No, don't actually take that seriously. I really don't know what he expects them to do or wants them to do. What I'm trying to figure out is why in the hell were they blocking on, like, lap 13?
Well,
I mean,
I will say this.
Oh, they
had race.
They were blocking the stage points. Come on now. Get the hell
right
out of here. The winner counts, people.
I will say, I'm not defending him, but I will say that he was an it was not his fault that he got wrecked. Denny Hamlin was blocking Joey Logano.
Well, Denny Hamlin's an idiot.
Well, right.
No, it's all Denny Hamlin's fault.
Right, Denny Hamlin spun Joey Logano, but Joey, if you're listening, if you're listening, come on the show. I gotta ask you, Joey. I want to know, Joey. Somebody get a hold of Joey. I want to ask Joey. I want Joey on the show Friday night. What's he doing on a Friday night other than probably counting his money
babysitting? Flying,
I don't know.
He's flying to Kansas.
He's probably already in Kansas. I don't know. But, hey, Joey, if you're listening, if somebody's listening and they get Joey on the show, I want to ask him what he wants NASCAR to do.
I lost his phone number.
Well, darn it.
Sorry.
But, Christina,
you know what I'm disappointed with? I'm disappointed with Joey Logano and the fact that I'm disappointed in his in that post-wreck interview, because, man, I wanted him to full out blame Denny Hamlin and be like, that SOB and his blocking on lap 13. Guys, I know it wasn't on lap 13. I don't remember what the hell lap it was that it actually happened on. But what in the hell? In the first 60 lap stage race, we're just going to go in 5 laps? What in the hell is wrong with people?
Joey Logano only goes after other drivers' wives who wear the fire suit in the family, so he can't go after Denny
Hamlin.
She would
still kick his ass. Let's be for real. She would kick his ass in a heartbeat with one hand tied behind her back. Okay? But yeah.
Anywho.
I said it. I ain't scared.
Oh, boy. Here comes another one. I don't want to read this one.
Yeah,
speaking of Harvick, Ty.
Oh, man. My phone just went off now, too.
Okay. Ty, last week Ty went with Harvick, and Harvick had a decent race. Got 35 points for Ty, but Craig went with Blaney, and actually that got him into first place. Blaney got him 42 points, and then somebody decided to go with my pick. I went with the wrong pick. I had him flip-flop. But you went with Matty D last week at Dega, and he was top 10 the whole race. He was there.
There was one or two instances where it got a little squirrely, I think, and he decided to back it off a bit, which was smart on his part. But man, come on, you made the dumbest mistake by freaking moving. Why would the hell would you go? You never abandon the bottom line that close to a victory. Not Talladega. What the hell? Did you really think Ryan Blaney was going to come up on you that fast? No.
Well, and do you think Blaney's going to push Matty D to win and not his own teammate? I mean, he had his teammate up there. You know what I mean? So if he can't get the win, he's not going to. Anyway, you had a good race. You had Matty D. He got you 42 points. John, I don't know where John is. He didn't get a pick in last week. I told you guys.
He's also crying the blues because apparently lacrosse season ended because of COVID again.
Yeah, I saw that too. But again, we all have to adult in life, and we have to put on our big boy pants and keep trucking. Keep moving on. This is the second race that you've gotten a zero from. Is it true, Jeremy? Give me a yes or no. So he got a zero for that because he didn't get a pick in. And then everybody else after, you know, you, Craig, Ty had good races. Everybody else just went out the window.
Well, if Jeremy would have listened to last week's show, instead he didn't. That's, you know, shame on him because he picked the driver I put in the penalty box.
I know. But again, I told everybody I'm not babysitting this year. So
and that's why he's listening to the show to see if his pick makes the penalty box.
And we'll just have to see because we have the penalty box pick coming up. Before we do that, though, so we had NASCAR at Talladega. We've got NASCAR is at Kansas this week. And I don't have cable. I haven't had cable since last summer. Before we moved, we got rid of cable.
You know what this race is called, right? You know
yes.
what the fans
I've
voted this race to be called?
Yeah.
I'm so baffled that we called a race this, but okay.
It's the Bushy McBush Race 400. Not named after Kyle Busch. Not named after Kurt Busch.
Stop it. My phone keeps going off. Stop.
Not named after Chris Buescher. This is after Busch Light. But Anheuser-Busch did a thing, and they wanted the fans to vote on
what they thought
the race should be called. And Bushy McBush Race 400 won. So this weekend at Kansas, the race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. 3 p.m. Eastern. Kansas. This is one of those mile and a half cookie cutter tracks.
Oh man, it's going to be a boring ass race. But
yeah, I'm not a big Kansas fan.
I'm not either. How many times is Clint Boyer going to fuck up this race name?
Well, I'm sure that he won't be drinking.
I bet you he would.
Any
I bet
Bushy
he'd be
McBushy?
Better off if he was.
I want to know what I was getting at. I don't have cable. I want to know, somebody keep me abreast Sunday because I'll be at work. But let me know.
I always do.
How many? I know you do.
Oh, and
I want somebody to keep me. Yeah.
No, just because you don't have cable. But for everybody else that, you know, does and we pay ridiculously high pricing, just be aware. This is on FS1. Starting this weekend, the racing.
Yes, I was going to say that too.
Just so everybody's aware, I don't want to see 800 people tweeting asking me what the hell channel the race is on. Get your shit together. I just told you. Write it down.
FS1, MRN, or SiriusXM NASCAR channel. Or you can download the NASCAR app, which I do, and try and listen at work when I have service through the NASCAR app. If you don't pay for...
Why are you telling yourself?
Well, if you don't pay for...
What if your boss listens?
Oh, they don't care as long as I'm doing my work. if you don't pay for it, you can still listen to the MRN or PRN broadcast. You can't listen in to drivers or anything. But I want to know, keep me updated on how many Wizard of Oz references are used Sunday.
They already did
at the
one
race.
Starting
Talladega. Oh, my goodness. But
yeah.
Anyway, so the race is at Kansas. So we're already up to one. We're already up to one.
Yeah, we already have
reference one,
but yeah, they mentioned Toto already. Before we even left Talladega. Now, also, mind you, we're going to hear a lot about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Why?
We're going to Clint's,
a bunch of bums.
And we're in Clint. We're in Clint's neck of the woods, folks. If you forget, this is his home track.
Well, you know who
Kansas
else is
City
from
Chiefs.
This area? He'll be on the broadcast.
No.
Is he part of the Fox broadcast or the NBC? Jay McMurray. He's from close to
here.
He's
on the pre-show weird thing.
Oh.
He does that weird thing with, I forget.
He's
on
the
before the racing even starts.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the pre-show. The pre-show, though.
Yeah.
Pre-race,
he's from Janis Joplin, Missouri,
whatever they're calling.
Right? He's from Janis Joplin, Missouri.
You know more about Jamie McMurray than I do.
He's from Joplin, Missouri. I was trying to make it. I guess I was aging myself. Anywho, let's break down. Thanks for making me feel like an old man, Christina. Whatever. Let's break down.
So, you know.
I got you beat by a lot of years, though. So, let's. I graduated in 2000.
Oh, okay, you're 6 years on me.
Yeah, I got 6 years on you. I'll be 40 next year. Let's look at
I'm never going to be 40.
I know. Women never are. I think Jeremy turns 40 in a couple days. He's old. He's way older than
all really?
Of us. Oh, yeah. He's like,
I
think he might be turning 50 even.
Hey,
physically.
Now.
Mentally, I think he's only like 10 or 11. I don't know. Regular season standings for our league. We got to get this in because we got a penalty box pick to make. Craig
well, if
is
it doesn't
leading.
Get live on air, then I mean Jeremy's listening to the show for no reason.
Craig is leading the standings. Mr. Beginner's Luck. He's an idiot. That's all I could say. I work with him. He's lucky. And I've told him that. I said,
that. I don't know him.
I know. I can say. I'll say it. I hope he's listening. I'll find out tomorrow if he's listening. Craig's leading. He's leading by 5 points over my wonderful co-host, Miss Christina. Maddie Ice is in third. Jeremy is in fourth. He's been hanging around. Jeremy's been hanging around.
He needs to stay behind me.
That third or fourth spot here for a little bit, a couple weeks.
Because he picked the same pick I picked.
Well, Matt Newsom is up to fifth. Good job, Matt, listener. John Slide. He's missed two races.
You need to talk to
he's
him.
Gotten,
I
he's
can't
gotten
help
two
that.
Goose eggs, and he's in sixth. I'm in last.
Did you make weird
picks? Here? Well, you know, Nick is in seventh. Ty's in eighth. Tasha ninth. Tasha. Has slipped. Tasha is the Logan Shuhart of our pick'em this year. She went from first to ninth. I'm just saying. She dropped down to ninth. Debbie is 10th.
It's okay. Logan
on top
Shuhart's a good driver to be.
Above
okay.
me, not
about
on top
that.
Of me. Above me. So
oh,
and then
wow.
I'm last. So that's how the points. shake out. Wow. I can't say that on air. No.
You did.
Nick Murray on the
what?
Main show.
What are we?
Text messages. I told you. My phone is blowing up
right
now.
I know. I'm
right
getting
now.
One, too. So is mine. And it's
so,
not you this time. and it's not
Christina.
The other two. The other two idiots that used to come on the show, either.
Oh, boy.
I can say that. I'm friends with
yeah.
them. So it's okay.
They're,
They'll survive.
Look,
Off doing juice box things.
I'm going to cue up the music.
The same.
You ready?
Oh, boy. Yeah? Oh, yeah. I'm always ready.
All right, this is, in case you're new to the show, this is the first time you've ever listened in. This is Christina's favorite, second favorite. She loves talking late models. So we'll say this is her favorite, second favorite part of the show. And this is when she gets to throw the sports knucklehead of the week into the penalty box. If you guys ever have a nomination for this, text me, tweet us, tweet the show. Post it on Facebook, however you want to get it to Christina, and then she will take all of your guys' ideas and her own. She'll see who actually deserves it, and she will give them the penalty. So this week, Christina, you've heard several of us mention who we think should be in the penalty box, but who are you picking for this weekend's penalty box? Let me get my red pen. I got to make sure I write this down, make it official so that we know who is in the penalty box. All right, go ahead.
You still have ink in that pen? After the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's getting low.
Well, I am going to throw Joey Logano in the penalty box just because he's a crybaby, yes. And I can. And it's my favorite thing to do. But I also want to throw Denny Hamlin in, I don't know, whoever the else was blocking. And in that first 60 laps, I'm still baffled. Why in the hell were we blocking with 60 laps in the race?
I think somebody got into Stenhouse who got into Hamlin and turned Hamlin.
Well, somebody blame. No, I don't even know. Because see what the Twitterverse likes to do. Mind you, I haven't been on if you follow my personal page, sorry. I took a break because I got tired of hearing crybabies. All day long, like bigger crybabies than Kyle Busch. So, I mean, it was, that was on purpose, by the way. So I took a break from my personal page. I've only been on the show Twitter account, but everybody was blaming Stenhouse for the Logano wreck, but you can't even blame Stenhouse for that. If you really want to get technical, the person that turned Joey was the 11 car. The 47 car never turned Joey. So people are dumb. And for that matter, I always want to throw the people on Twitter in the penalty box because, well, I hate people. Man, keyboard warriors, let me tell you. Dealing with it for 16 years.
I think you could have just stopped after the word people.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, so Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin. Now, let me give you a rundown, folks. What this means. Now, Jeremy, in his defense, didn't listen. So he didn't listen to last week's show and picked a driver that was in the penalty box. It didn't end well, okay? Let's face it. It never does.
I think he's safe this week. Yeah.
Yeah, he's safe this week. I know who he picked.
Okay.
We already told each other who we picked.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we shared our picks. But you don't pick anybody I put in the penalty box unless you really want to lose. I mean, look at Antonio Brown. He sat in the penalty box for over a year, and then when I left him out for good behavior, he signed with Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl.
Crazy. Crazy. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Well,
I remember.
He was in there for a while. And, folks, I can put him in there. He lives where I live. I see what he does. It's no lie. Ask Pete and them. They will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
we were doing a live show from Jennerstown, and I was at Zane's house. I think that's where that was the first mm-hmm. time you put him in the penalty box. That was, I think, when was that? That was so long ago.
It was over a year ago.
Yeah, and you let him out, and then he goes and wins the Super Bowl. So there you go. Yeah. So the picks we have so far that are in. I'm sorry. Do you have more penalty box?
Oh no.
Okay.
That was it. Just those two. Three.
So far for the penalty box or for the picks this week, Craig has his in. I guess I'm going to say it. I don't think he didn't say not to say it. So, he said he ain't stirred. Jeremy ain't stirred.
Oh my God.
So he's going to go
with Craig or Jerry. Who's not scared?
Jeremy. He said he ain't stirred. He's going with Chase Elliott this week. With Mr. Championship.
He needs a win.
I did say Craig, didn't I? I meant Jeremy.
You did, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeremy might hate you for calling him Craig. I don't know, but
I don't really care. I've called him worse. So, Jeremy.
But he's the only Hendrick. He's the only Hendrick guy without a win.
Yeah.
So he needs a win.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. You are right. For Kansas. I think, you know, they've been strong this year. They've been so – no, I – listen. It's going to happen.
Goodness.
It's going to happen this week. We're going to have another winner. We're going to have another new winner this week. And you know who it's going to be? It's going to be my pick.
Corey LaJoy?
No, I wouldn't pick him if you paid me to. I'm going with – no, it's going to be that – it's going to be CeCe's, Mr. Ice Cream, Mr. Number 41. It's going to be Cole Custer this week.
What?
Yeah.
Are you smoking something?
He's got that blue oval.
Maybe that's why he hasn't been on the show recently. Poor Matt.
I don't know. Anyway – yeah, so that's my pick.
Well,
do you want to say your
pick?
Okay.
Sure.
Well,
it's fine. We can air my pick. Jeremy's is in, so that's fine. That's safe. It's fair game now.
Okay.
I went with the title sponsor driver,
Mr. Kevin Harvick.
Mhm.
That's a good pick, but
I went with Happy.
Yeah, but my guy's gonna get the first win for SHR this year. Let's talk real quick. We've only got a few minutes. While we're still live, and I think I figured out. See, for the longest time, I thought that Kevin Harvick was the peanut butter that held the SHR jelly sandwich together, but...
No, it was Clint Bowyer.
It was Clint Bowyer, because look at him this year. He retires, and that team, that team went from chunky peanut butter to creamy, which nobody likes creamy peanut butter. So they went from crunchy peanut butter to creamy because nobody likes that, and they stink this year, all because Clint Bowyer.
Mm-hmm.
He was the face of SHR.
He was.
Not Kevin Harvick.
I mean.
I think we should fire Kevin Harvick.
I don't know. Oh, my. He might willingly take you up on that right now with the way this year has gone.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No.
He's got another Harvick to pay for that's getting into racing. Real quick, also, can I make a prediction real quick? You already know this one because I told you.
What do you mean, can you? It's your show. You can do whatever you want.
I want to make sure. I don't want to interrupt you in case you have something else to say.
No.
The 23 SI or 23 Olympic team? What is it? Is it 2311? Is that the name of the team? Or is it 23XI? Anyway, it doesn't matter. They suck. That team is going to have a new driver at the end of the regular season going into the playoffs. That's a prediction.
Wait, what? Tell me again? I'm sorry. Somebody texted me complaining about me hating on his favorite drivers. Okay.
The 23XI team is going to have a new driver at the end of the regular season.
Do you think?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this. Yeah.
Yes.
We talked
Remember?
About that.
Remember what I told you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Michael Jordan does not put up with mediocrity. He played a championship game sick and still, like, scored 700 points that game. So he doesn't deal with bad press. He was never a bad press guy, was always very distinguished with the media. The media loves him. He never ruffled feathers. See where I'm getting at? He never caused waves, you know? He was always talked to the media. When the media would come to him, he would always talk to them. That's what I'm getting at.
You know, I thought
and
about, putting him in the penalty box.
You can't.
I'm not going to lie
Michael
to you.
Jordan?
I thought about it.
Michael Jordan?
No. No. Yeah. Well, I don't – yeah. For probably
well, you should have.
For every pick, but
you put his owner in there, so.
Mhm. Yeah, I don't know. An excuse he gave.
Oh, I guess I've been corrected. I guess Michael Jordan is kind of mediocre because he owns the Hornets. So I guess. It's, but
I know nothing
about
basketball, so I got to take you guys' word for it.
Real
quick.
Is that who the Hornets is? Is the Hornets playing basketball? Is that what they are? Is that an NBA team? I thought they were a soccer team. No.
No. that I know is a basketball team, but that's about. I don't know a whole lot about basketball, folks. I don't lie about that. I don't know. But you want to know completely off racing talk altogether? Did anyone else forget it was the draft week? Because I did.
Well, no, I kind of did.
I mean, I did.
But I
and
think
so
I kind
I
of forgot.
All these people down here.
Because the Cleveland fans just weren't really that into the draft this year because they actually had, like, a decent team and they weren't
season.
Picking first. Yeah, they weren't picking first. You know, this is the first NFL draft that the Cleveland didn't have the first pick in for, like, 20 years, isn't it? Don't they usually have the first pick of the draft? Isn't it usually the worst team has the first pick? I don't know. But, no, Cleveland had a good year last year. So the Cleveland fans just – there wasn't a buzz. It was in Cleveland. It's in Cleveland. They're actually in Cleveland doing it. There wasn't – it just didn't seem like a big buzz this year to me. Maybe it's because COVID still and everything. I don't know. But – we had drafting Sunday. The best drafting was Sunday. Anyway, so who cares about the NFL draft? They don't even know how to race. That's why they're in the NFL. What do they know about drafting?
I don't know, but Chad Ochocinco loves NASCAR. Didn't know that until this past couple weeks.
He should sponsor the 88 car.
Oh, no.
Oh, there isn't an 88 no more.
There's not.
Damn it. Maybe he'll start his own racing team, and he'll bring the 88 back, and it'll be Ochocinco Racing or something. I don't know. Something like that.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
All right. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was
everybody
real.
Listening.
We had a lot of interaction.
We did.
I enjoyed it.
A lot of good feedback about tonight's show. A lot of people listening. A lot of text messages. Some text messages I can't read on air.
Yeah,
I'll
can't
forward
read
those.
Some of mine either.
I'll forward mine to Christina. She'll read them on air. She don't care. But no, good show. It was a great show.
I don't care.
next week, though, Christina, not such a big drink. Less caffeine for you. Let's keep it. Let's keep the drink smaller.
You know, I don't even. You know, what folks don't understand is I kind of battled myself as to what to drink for this show because I usually drink coffee.
Right.
My shameless plug every Saturday that I do. So I didn't know what to do. I thought about drinking a beer, and then I was like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
Caffeine.
I had some, I got some Grey Goose up in the fridge. I should have busted some of that out. Maybe, no, we better not do that. Anyway, Christina,
no.
Thank you for agreeing to the time change and trying out Friday nights. I appreciate it. Tell Jim I said thank you for letting me borrow you on a Friday night on date night. So thank you for that.
Hey, no.
And
we don't know. He's doing his Second Amendment rights stuff tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's been a great show. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's been fun. It's been real, folks. There's still spring car racing in late models, tearing it up on the track, turning it on now. That way you know what's going on next week when we talk. But have a great weekend, everyone, and I'll see you on the flip side.
All right. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thank
all
you,
right, so
everybody
good.
Else.
Peace, y'all.
Yes, thank you, everybody else who tuned in. Shout out to Jeremy and Debbie. Happy birthday, Jeremiah.
That'll never break. Little fingers to the sky, that's how we celebrate. That's how we celebrate. New chapter. Had to rewrite my story, I can't move back. Took my shot, it bounced back, then I rebound.